Peter Beaumont is on the line once again from Sirt. Peter, the image is, it looks as if the city is taking a major pounding. Isn't there concern for civilians trapped there?
There must be, but I mean, I saw some leaving the city this morning during the initial bombardment. But in the last few hours, anyone who's in the city is going to be hunkered down. I mean, where I am right now is about 700 or 800 meters from the Ouagadougou Conference Centre, which is one of the main objectives for the forces assaulting, and also an area where the Gaddafi forces are heavily bedded down. So kind of an open area. There's a couple of T-55 tanks moving around, firing into the conference centre to the left of me. And then I can see a convoy of gun trucks moving up towards the conference centre. The problem isn't the conference centre itself, which does have Gaddafi fighters in it, but the buildings behind. Some of the houses there have got reinforced concrete walls with sniper slits in it. And if I peek out from behind this truck I'm hiding behind, there's a pink house that's more or less right ahead of me. And there's an awful lot of snipers in there as well. I mean, the scene, just to describe it, over to my left, by a little stand of trees, there's a huge cloud of black smoke. Then at the left end of the conference centre complex, there's another fire burning, and there's just been two detonations in the buildings in that direction, and another fire. And it's really been hit very, very hard at the moment.
Any estimation of the numbers of Gaddafi forces that are trapped there?
The pro-Gaddafi forces in there, someone told me perhaps 2,000, but who knows. When I arrived,